Blog Talk Radio.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. All three engines up and burning. 2, 1, 0, and liftoff.
Coach on Fire Radio.
I am the tiger.
Hello, everybody. It's Maureen Wise here from Success Pathways, and my show is called Wise Women. And welcome to everybody here in North America and those of you who are outside, even all the Aussies. And it's summer over here, winter over there. I hope you're having a wonderful day wherever you are. I have got one of the most amazing guests today, and her name is Margarita Vorobyov, and we're going to find out all about tapping, about sound healing, about so many wonderful things. So hi, Margarita, how are you?
Hi, Maureen. I am very, very well and delighted to be with you on the show today.
Oh, great. We'll come back to you in a few moments. So it's wonderful to hear you. So if you are ringing or you're in North America, you can actually ring in on 646-716-7979. And if you're outside of America, say if you're one of me, an Aussie, you can contact us via http://tobtr.com/9764317. And we would love to hear from you. So if you have a question for Margarita or you would just like to add to the discussion, please give us a call. So Wise Women, what is it? This is my fourth show, I think, now, and we've had some amazing guests. And the people that I have on the show are women who are making a difference, who are really out there to inspire you, to challenge and intrigue you, women who think differently and who are successful as a result. They're making a difference in the world, and they're using creativity, they're using intuition, they're using all those feminine energy skills as well to help them. They're leaders in their communities, and they're really down-to-earth people who are just really inspired to go out and do something different, as we all can. I'm going to be asking them to share the stories. We're going to be finding out what making a difference means to them, how intuitive thinking has led to their success, and we'll find out what their life purpose is, what inspires them. We'll also be asking for tips and advice that you can take away and use in your own life, your relationships, or your business. So we're going to be having a chat to Margarita shortly. Before that, though, I just want to really share a bit of a tip with you. We do tips, we do questions, just something to add to the little bit. So what I want to talk to you today is something that I must confess I did fall into a trap. As a creativity coach, I know to follow my intuition. I know what to do, but alas, I fell into the trap. It wasn't so long ago, I was very engrossed creating something on my computer and had a phone call. And it was from someone from Windows telling me I had had a problem with my computer, someone with a foreign accent. We've all had those, I'm sure. However, against my better judgment, against my intuition, I decided to take the call and go through with it. To cut a long story short, I ended up with my computer locked up, having to take it to my absolutely brilliant IT guy to get it all unlocked and back into action. Amid fears of having my identity stolen, fears of social media being hacked, and even maybe fears of my online banking being hacked. So I was very lucky. I dodged a bullet. But why am I telling you this? Well, it's partly to warn you and partly to bring to your attention the gift of intuition that you possess. Now, this is a gift all ignored at times. I remember hearing a story years ago that if you ignore your intuition, you first get hit with a pebble, then it's a stone, then it's a brick, and then smash, it's a Mack truck. And that little beep on my computer was very appropriately timed. So women, once upon a time, were actually burned at the stake for being witches and it was all something that people didn't understand, this intuition. People were scared of it. And so they thought that these people were witches and they had to get rid of them. But in all reality, our intuition is our most honest advisor. We go through all the processes of having intuition speak to us. We go through the feeling of the gut. And when we ignore that intuition, we usually do find that we are in a bit of a bind quite often. So we need to listen to it. It sort of started, I think, way back in caveman days or cavewomen days, when there was intuition was there to warn people about a feeling of impending danger, to keep the children safe. But today, that feeling is more just a feeling of something's not quite right. And we need to really tap into it. Don't mistake it for ego, because that's fear. Fear comes from a place of ego. Intuition comes from the spirit, comes from the unconscious. There's no analysis there. It's just something that we feel. We can't even put any analysis to it. So when you next time feel something that it's not right, just trust your intuition. It's a whole thing of letting go and trusting, coming from that special place within us. And I'm sure that Margarita is going to have some stories too that she's experienced. She told me that there's been many times when she hasn't listened to her intuition. And so we're going to find out about that right now. So we're going to welcome Margarita. And it's a pleasure to have you. How are you today?
I'm awesome, Maureen. Thank you very much. And yes, that story about you getting caught with your computer, it's just so easy to do, unfortunately.
That's
so true.
There's
so many out there who are ready to rip off, and geez, they're getting clever. They're getting so clever.
That's for sure. And that's why I'm warning people, because, you know, it's so easy to get caught in that trap.
Yeah, absolutely, without a doubt. And for me, as far as intuition is concerned, it's all about really recognizing what's intuition and what's just simply fear, I think. Because
that's,
I know, there are many opportunities that have been presented to me and over the years, and I couldn't actually discern what was fear and what was the warning signs just saying, don't go there. And I think we've all experienced that when we're keen to really get ahead and an opportunity pops up and you might have some discomfort, but is it because it's going to put us out of our comfort zone, or is it because there really isn't something right about it? And it might be a great opportunity, it's just not right for us. And this is really important, because I've taken up many opportunities, spent many, many thousands of dollars on stuff, and they haven't turned out, and sometimes they've been a downright disaster, to be honest. And I think for all entrepreneurs, it's all the same thing. Sometimes you just have to throw some mud against the wall, and it's not always going to turn out the best possible, you know, the way that you thought it's going to turn out, or the way that you want it to turn out. It just isn't. But there's always something that you take away from it. And sometimes that's part of the learning, in being able to go, you know what, I just know that that's not for me. And actually, here's a really good exercise just to help people with this. And that is, do you mind if I take you through a very quick exercise in relation to intuition?
Yeah, no, that's totally fine.
Okay. So if the listeners, if you just want to close your eyes, we're going to discern between a yes and a no. So your body, your intuition, your feelings will tell you what's right for you. It's getting used to which message is which. So to make it really easy, I want you to think of your favorite color. What's your favorite color? Actually see that in your mind's eye. And then feel the feeling that goes with that color. That's a yes. It's a sort of a light, positive kind of feeling. People may actually see yes. Some people get it in a different way. Now, what's the color you least like? It might even be a combination of colors that really doesn't make you go, oh, yuck. That's just awful. Now feel that feeling. How does that feel to you? Is it dark? Is it heavy? But it's different to the yes feeling. Does that make sense? Did you feel that, Maureen?
Definitely. I did. When my favourite colour is blue, and I did feel a lightness to it. I felt a feeling in my gut, but it was high up in my gut. And when I looked at my other colour, it was a pretty murky, yucky, horrible, like a khaki sort of colour. And, I felt that feeling in, right down the pit of my stomach. So,
So this is a way
which is more of a fear thing.
Test it with things like somebody you get along with really well, maybe your best friend, and somebody that really you don't get along with very well. And somebody that maybe irritates you or it just gives you, just when you think of them, you think, oh, I really don't want to go there. We all have those people in our lives. And then really do that with lots of different things in your life. So you get used to knowing what's a yes and a no. And then when those kind of situations go up, you just go to that place and go, how do I feel about that? Yeah, that's a definite no. I'm not going there. I'm going to hang up right now. So when you get, it's really getting used to what your intuition is telling you. And so many of us have actually locked off our ability to feel that intuition. So I hope that's helpful.
That is very helpful. Thank you so much for that, Margarita. I'm sure our listeners are just absolutely thriving on what you're sharing. I know I really, just really related to that. I thought that was wonderful. Thank you. So getting back to your business called Pitbull Mindset, I'm really curious how that came about, because Pitbull Mindset is such a different sort of name. So what can you share about that for us?
It is, and it's very confronting for a lot of people. I had so many people when I rebranded at the end of 2015 going, you cannot call yourself that. I'm a light worker. And there are so many people in the light working space going, oh, my God, you cannot call yourself Pitbull. How can you call yourself Pitbull? So here's very quickly, here's the story of how this came about. I was once called, my brand was Conscious Wealth Institute. And I actually had, in the beginning of 2015, I actually had a massive meltdown. I don't know if any of the people listening can relate to this, but I'd sort of reached a certain point with Conscious Wealth Institute, but it was nowhere near the level that I wanted to reach. It was nowhere near the difference that I wanted to make. And I really hit a wall. I worked very hard on putting that brand out there. I'd put so much content out there, but it just wasn't getting the traction that I really wanted. And I kind of just lost it emotionally and mentally. And I actually called my coach and a good friend of mine and said, that's it. I've had enough. I'm going back to school. I can't do this anymore. And my girlfriend
went,
my girlfriend went, oh, my God, you'll never survive in a job. Seriously, you can't go back to a job. And my coach kind of said the same thing. But what happened after that particular just disconnect. I completely disconnected. I did actually put my resume together and thought about applying for a job, but the thought just made me want to puke, so I didn't end up going there.
Definitely against your intuition.
But what happened next was a series of events that was really quite interesting. And this is where, when you just surrender sometimes, and my actual word for that year, I have a word for each year. My word for that year was surrender. When I surrendered to that whole thing and just go, I really had hit a wall. I couldn't do it anymore. And I went to an event on, those free events that you get, and they give you all this fabulous content. Now you sell you something during the day. Well, I went to this event. I met one of my girlfriends there. I didn't know she was going to be there, but she was there. She was there with a friend of hers who happens to be a very successful multimillionaire. He'd had a million-dollar coaching business himself, and he taught other coaches. So we got on really, really well, and we went and had some lunch together. During lunch, there was another lady who happened to be at the event, and she went, oh, you guys are at the event, aren't you? Her and I are friends now, actually. And I said, yeah, we're there. And she said, oh, what do you think of what he's offering? I really like it, but... And that's just a red rag to me. I can't help myself. I instantly jumped into coaching mode. And anyway, as we walked away, my new friend, who I'd been sitting having lunch with, went, "Oh my God, what do you call your coaching business? Pitbull coaching." And I looked at him and I went, "Why?" And he said, "You just nailed that lady. You weren't letting her get away with everything. Every objection you had, you completely went into focus mode and you just did really focused coaching on her." And I went, "Man, was I really nasty?" And he said, "No, you weren't nasty." He just said, "You did laser focused coaching. It's laser. So there's something called laser coaching. And to be honest, I never learned the technique. Apparently, I do it naturally." And I struggled. I actually really struggled with the label, but there was something in me that just latched onto that name and I loved it. And I went away that night from the event and I went home and I searched Pitbull Coaching and I registered the name. Anyway, I didn't end up running with the name Pitbull Coaching. I ran with Pitbull Mindset and it liberated me so much. Because all of a sudden, I didn't have to fit into this light and fluffy light worker box because I'm not. I am a light worker. I do some incredible energy work. I do sound healing. I do work with EFT. I do other energy release techniques to help people get over their blocks and their belief systems. But at the same time, I'm the kind of person who, if I'm working with somebody, I'm not the kind of coach who's going to hold your hand and go, "It's going to be okay. You're going to get through this." I'm always like, "Right, what's going on? Let's get it out. Let's clear it. Let's move on." I can hold space for somebody because everybody needs somebody to hold space for them sometimes and have compassion for them. And I'm an empath as well. So I'm a contradiction all over the place, Maureen. But that brand, my girlfriend who's a branding expert, I worked with her to help me brand it properly, and that brand really liberated me. I no longer had to fit into this what's expected of a light worker box or what people perceive a light worker to be, because I am not that one-dimensional. None of us are one-dimensional. I'm a multi-dimensional being, and some people don't like the name Pitbull. That's fine. You're not my client. That's okay with me.
And it becomes a unicorn for you. It's you know, to use a term that's used a lot these days, it's what makes you stand out from the crowd. So people know with Pitbull that
If some people are repelled by it, that's fine by me. That's not my issue. I will attract the people who want to work with me, but I can be all of me through my brand. I don't have to dumb myself down. I don't have to be somebody that I don't have to turn up being somebody else. I just turn up as me and the right people come and work with me. And, you know, that's exactly what I want. I don't want to have to educate people and be somebody I'm not.
Mm. So really the person you're after is someone who's really prepared to make a go, to do what needs to be done and just get on with it. Because
yeah,
they know
absolutely.
What they want.
Mm. Absolutely. And I don't believe it has to be hard. I think we've been indoctrinated with this very left brain approach to success. And it's certainly been led by the male fraternity. And I think the men are changed. There are certain types of men who want it to change as well. But when I say it's a left brain focus on success, it's drive, it's pushing, it's getting over all the challenges, which we are still faced with challenges, but it's a very warrior kind of approach to success. I think when we bring in the right brain as well, and this is for men and women, but very much the women, because this is why a lot of women struggle to succeed, I believe, is that we've been sold this model that it's hard and you have to drive and you have to work 18 hours a day, 7 days a week, you have to sacrifice everything. And I don't believe it has to be that way, because I believe when we follow our intuition, which we were talking about before, our intuition and what you work on is creativity. I call it inspiration. When we work with our inspiration and we take action from that place of inspiration, we are then collaborating and partnering with the universe. And when we collaborate and we partner with the universe, It doesn't have to be hard. Do you have to get out of your comfort zone? Hell yes. There's no way beyond that. Will you have to face challenges? Absolutely. Your challenges are an invitation for you to step up, to be more than you are right now. Because when you have a vision, that vision is drawing you to be somebody that you haven't become yet. It's bigger than you are right now. So you have to step into a bigger person. And in order to do that, you have to get out of your comfort zone. And your challenges are drawing you into that person so you can become the person you need to be to achieve that vision. But it doesn't have to be struggle, forge, push, you know, lack of sleep, 80, 90 hours a week, you know, bashing through everything. It doesn't have to be that way.
No, that's so true. That is so refreshing to hear that too, because I'm sure there's a lot of the listeners who are into that drive, that push, that moving in that masculine energy. And I know that for us women, we do work cyclically as well. And for women, it's a softer sort of energy. Without soft being, I don't mean soft as in fluffy. I mean soft as in more intuitive, more I don't know what they now call soft skills, I suppose. That's why I love creativity. And with what I do with the intuitive thinking, it's a balance between that left and right brain. And where those two cross over, that's where the paths meet. That's where we can gain true balance to move forward. So I'd love to ask you a little bit about your light working.
I was just saying I still believe in a good work ethic. So I don't believe in sitting and meditating all day and everything just landing in your lap. But when you come from that place of inspiration and you are leveraging your unconscious competence, then everything's actually really easy. Everything becomes, it's not easy. Yes. Easy might be the wrong word, but
well,
it becomes,
aligned.
You're in flow. You're aligned.
You're in flow.
Yes.
You're aligned, yes.
Yes,
and when you're aligned,
so
everything
ask?
Just... Yeah, well, as you're aligned, everything just seems to move in, like you say, flow. So what I was asking about was your light work. So tell us about that. What is light working? Because a lot of people probably haven't come across that term before.
Well, there are many people out there who are doing light work. It simply means people who work with the energy of light. So your energy workers, a lot of your coaches, the sound that I work with is channeled. And I channel a language called light language. So if the listeners want to Google light, as in L-I-G-H-T, language, or the language of light, you'll find a lot of visual representations of the language. And there are a lot more people starting to speak light language. But working with the light obviously brings more light to the planet. So any healer, well, maybe that's not quite the right word, but most healers are working with a light energy. So and that's simply what a light worker is. It's working with the energy of light to bring more light to the planet.
Yeah, that's wonderful. I've just got a little quote here that it fits in nicely with that. It's from, you would have heard of Marianne Williamson. And she talks about, as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. I find that really empowering for myself. I know it's one that's been around for a while. People have heard it probably. But, as we let our own light shine, that's right, it's help giving permission for other people to do the same, which is what you're doing with that light language and working with that energy. It's giving people the opportunity to discover that within themselves that they probably weren't even aware of before.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And I dare say a lot of your listeners are being drawn to do some kind of work with light and with light energy.
You there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you still hear me?
Oh, good. Oh, it sounded like the microphone had dropped out a bit. And what about sound worker? So you also talk about doing sound work.
Yes, and unfortunately I won't be able to share that with you today because for some reason the system isn't picking up my other microphone. But sound is one of the most powerful healing tools we have on the planet. It's called, it's been referred to as as the energy medicine of the future, or the medicine of the future. So everything is vibration. We are vibration. And I'm sure all your listeners are aware that we are simply energy vibrating at a particular frequency. Sound is a specific frequency. Now, when we work with sound, particularly sound that has the intention for healing, it has just the most amazing effect physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. So a lot of people will be familiar with the Tibetan bowls or the crystal bowls healing, which are just gorgeous.
Yes, I've got one myself.
They're amazing. The feeling that you get from that frequency, absolutely, it changes you on a cellular level. So if you think of it this way, when we're born, our physical being is in perfect harmony. So every cell vibrates at a different frequency. And depending on the function, because all our cells are actually the same, but depending on where your cells are in your body, so say you've got a liver cell, a heart cell, a skin cell, an eyeball cell, they all have functions. And even though they're the same cells are all the same, they will adopt different functions and they vibrate at different frequencies. But what happens is, and when we're born, it's like this symphony. So you can't hear yourself emitting a frequency because you're not tuned into that sound. Your ears can't hear that sound. But when you're born, your cells are vibrating in harmony, and it's like a symphony that is emitting this harmonic frequency. As we go through life, our emotional and our physical experiences, plus the stuff that we put into our body and any sound that we're exposed to, any information that we're exposed to, has the potential to change the frequency. Now, when our cells are drawn out of that harmonic state, so for instance, one cell becomes disharmonious. Now, it's vibrating disharmoniously amongst a whole lot of other harmoniously vibrating cells. But say if you have a cancer cell, for instance, it's become disharmonious with its environment. But then there's something called entrainment. So if you have two tuning forks and you hit one tuning fork and you take it toward the other tuning fork, even though the other tuning fork hasn't been touched, it will start vibrating at the same at the same as the other tuning fork. So it is entrained to vibrate. So what happens with this disharmonious cell is it then entrains. If it's vibrating at a stronger frequency, not a higher frequency, but a stronger frequency, it can entrain other cells to then become disharmonious as well. And this entrainment can eventually lead to you having a cancer cell that is detectable, when it's detectable, it's obviously a problem. So all of us have some sort of cancer cells in our body all the time. It's only when the entrainment becomes so strong that we have this disharmonious frequency that becomes a disease in the body. And this is not just cancer. This is every disease or disease that we have. This is the cells become disharmonious in our frequency. So when you listen to things that bring you back into harmony, it could be beautiful music and beautiful sound. It could just be positive things that you're listening to. So stop listening to the news, for instance. It's all very negative. Listen to things that are positive and uplifting to bring you back into a harmonious frequency. You eat whole foods that bring your cells back into a harmonious frequency. All of this that you are feeding your cells on all levels helps to bring you back into harmony. So healing is available to us at all stages. It's just what we're feeding ourselves on all levels. And sound frequency, very, very, very powerful to bring healing. So I'm running off at the mouth. Do you have any questions?
That's fine. No, you did tell me you could talk underwater, but that was great. I'm loving what you're saying. I'm hearing it really well. Just while we've got a bit of a break here, though, I'd just like to share that number again. If you are in North America and you would like to have a chat to Margarita and find out more about sound healing
or about light working or even EFT, which we'll be talking about shortly, give us a call on 646-716-7979. And if you're outside of America, just contact us on http://tobtr.com/9764317. So we're talking today to Margarita Vorobyov, who is a sound healer, a light worker, and an EFT tapping practitioner with a business called Pitbull Mindset, which is has a wonderful story that she's just shared with us. So I'm just loving hearing what you're talking about. And when you were talking about sound working and the entrainment, and I'm curious whether even our thoughts, because our thoughts are vibrational energy as well. So if we're thinking positive thoughts, that can lift our energy vibration, and negative thoughts can obviously do the same. Because I have heard of people who have developed cancer, mostly because they haven't, partly because they haven't dealt with a lot of the negative energy within them. What's your thoughts on that?
Absolutely. Most definitely your thoughts, well, our thoughts create our reality. So anybody who has any kind of disease, I always highly recommend that as well as all the other stuff that they attend to, the actual physical body stuff, they also attend to the emotional stuff, because everything manifests first as energy. So, and even the people that you're hanging around can be toxic. If you've got toxic thoughts, toxic people in your life, if you're doing things that are toxic for your body, you're going to end up with a toxic system. So all of this contributes to the effect and potentially creating disease in our body. So all things that contribute to our environment, internal and external, must be looked at when we get sometimes a healing crisis. And that's the last point of call. So for those who are tuned in, I love the way Abraham Hicks is tuned in, tapped in and turned on. For those who are paying attention, they will get, as you said right in the beginning, I love the way you said that, you know, firstly it'll be a tap on the shoulder, then it'll be, you know, a little push in the back, and then it'll be like a little slap in the face, and then it'll be a brick on top of the head, and then we get smashed by a truck. Now, those of us who are paying attention, hopefully we hear or feel the tap on the shoulder or the tap on the cheek before we get hit by the Mack truck. Unfortunately, the healing crisis or the cancer, that's a Mack truck. And that is the last point of call. That is your energy body saying, there is something that you are not paying attention to, and I have been trying to get your attention, but you're not listening. So this is it. This is your final message. You either do something about this now, or I can't help you.
Mm-hmm. That is so true. And the number of times that we've ignored that little tap and we've got the Mack truck, when do we learn? Do we ever learn? That's the big question.
I think the thing is that most of us are so distracted, Maureen. Most of us are so distracted by the everyday struggles, by the expectations of society, by everything that's going on around us, and how we have been conditioned into being into this compliant being. We have all been from the day we are born, and it's not through any fault of our loved ones, but through the unintentional conditioning of the people who love us, as also the education system and the authorities that we are answerable to, they have conditioned us to be compliant, to be good little human beings who go along with what society expects. And we're so busy in this trance that we don't even hear. They don't even feel the tap on the shoulder or the whisper in the ear.
And I think that's a key word that you just said there, a trance, because most of us do live in a trance. How many times have we driven home from work and then we get home and say, I don't even remember that trip home, because our minds are on so many other things, which is why I love mindfulness as well, because it brings us back to being in the present moment where we can focus on what we're doing right now and really developing what I call memories for the future. Because while we're living in a trance, we're not remembering anything, so therefore we have nothing to fall back on later.
No, and it's this sense of awareness that will be one of the greatest assets that you bring to your life is your awareness. I love Albert Einstein saying that you cannot solve a problem with the same level of consciousness with which it was created. So
that's so true.
It is so true. The single most important thing and the only thing that is ever going to help you to solve that any challenge that you're facing is your consciousness about it. So I think it was something I heard yesterday actually on a Facebook Live. Somebody brought up the quote, "The problem is not the problem. The problem is your attitude to the problem." And that apparently came from Pirates, the movie Pirates of the Caribbean. So Lord knows, I never expected to be quoting Pirates of the Caribbean. But that is really true. There is never any challenge that the universe brings you that you cannot solve. You are bigger than any challenge the universe will ever bring to you. It is your consciousness that needs to shift. And the thing about hugely successful people, the super successful people in the world, is that it's not that they don't have challenges. It's just that they bring a solution-focused mind to every challenge they have. And they know that they are bigger than any challenge or any problem they will ever face. They're bigger than that. And this is what they bring to their challenges. And that's why they become super successful, because they know there's nothing that they cannot overcome. Simon Sinek talks about so many people, they see the summit. And particularly what he calls the millennials. Have you seen that latest video that's gone viral of his about the millennials?
No.
Oh, my God. That is just priceless. Simon Sinek, his last name is spelled S-I-N-E-K, if you've never heard of him.
Yes. Yes, yep. That was why.
And he talks to about the millennials and the fact that, and I don't think it's just the millennials. I have the same thing, that we see the summit and we want to get to the summit, but we don't see the mountain. And it doesn't matter if you want to take a helicopter to get to the summit to overcome the mountain, or if you want to climb it the long, slow way, there's still a mountain.
That's right. So the message there
I was just going to say, so when you bring a higher level of consciousness to those challenges that are actually a part of the mountain that are there for you to climb to get to the summit, that's when you can make your path so much easier. The way to get to there the fastest way possible is to recognize who you truly are. Recognize your true power. You were born, you came from a source of infinite abundance and power, infinite abundance and power. And when you manifested here on this planet, you knew just how incredibly powerful you were. And are, but you've been conditioned out of that. You've been conditioned out of your connection to your true power. When you step up and you own your true power, you are unstoppable. Nothing is impossible. Mm-hmm. Everything is possible. Rather than saying nothing is impossible, because that's a negative way to frame it, everything becomes possible when you reconnect with your true power. And this is who you are at your essence. You are an infinitely powerful being. You've just forgotten who you are, and you've not acknowledging your connection with the power that is your essence.
That is such an inspirational message. And I know that, as you say, on a cellular level, we know this, but it's just been masked for so long. And because of this trance-like state that we live in, we do forget this. And we have everything within us right now to bring to any situation that we need to. I think I love the saying too, that whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger, because it's a bit of a cliche, but at the same time, there's a lot of truth in that. Because as we go through these challenges, we do grow. We do develop a sense of, wow, I succeeded at that. And we start tapping back into what it was that is actually at our core that we've forgotten about. So I'm finding today's conversation is very inspirational, and I think even for myself, it's something that I've needed to hear right now. So this is wonderful, what you're saying. So tell us about EFT tapping. I'm always curious about tapping.
Okay, well, EFT has it came from TFT about 15 years ago, and that was developed by... I've had a mental blank, but many people who know EFT will know who I'm talking about. So there was somebody who realized that the acupuncture points, acupressure points that acupuncturists have been using with acupuncture for thousands of years in the Asian philosophy are our energy points. And it's at those energy points that things get blocked. So our emotions, our thought patterns block our energy system. And acupressure is very, very maybe not as effective as acupuncture in various ways, but it's certainly a very powerful way to connect with and literally tap into our energy system. So the theory behind emotional freedom technique is that as we're in flow, if we're connected, fully connected, and we're in flow and there's nothing blocking our progress or our energy system, there's what we call the chi, and the chi flows very freely through our body and in our etheric body or our energy body. But when we get these emotional blocks, so trapped emotions, we have trauma from different events that happen in our lives, negative thought patterns, this actually creates blocks in our chi, in our energy body, and then within our physical body. So by using the major tapping points from TFT, because TFT, what they did was they found out where the block was in the body. I don't know how they did that, but they found out where the block was and they tapped on a specific point that was related, acupressure point that was related to where the block was in the body to release it. With emotional freedom technique, they just lumped all those points together and they decided, well, instead of having to go through the process of finding where the block is, why don't we just acknowledge that we have a block and then tap using all the points, systematically tap on all the major meridian points to release the block, the energetic block, which then, and it shifts us, it can shift emotional stuff, it can alter belief systems, it can remove emotional pain, it can change our behaviors. It's very, very powerful. And I love it because it's so easy to teach people and to get them to have a very quick shift. The thing that stops people from having a shift is something called either psychological reversal, which is something where you are so stuck and you are so invested in the block. So any block is because our subconscious mind has decided that it's there to keep us safe, that we're not good enough or that we don't deserve it. So it's fear and doubt and self-esteem that keeps us locked into our perpetual patterns of sabotage or not achieving what we want. And by tuning into the subconscious and letting the subconscious know that and actually removing that belief or perception that it's keeping us safe, that we're not good enough, that we don't deserve it, and removing the fear, then we're able to move forward and have a different belief system and remove those emotions and remove whatever the block might be to have different behavior to achieve different results. And the reason I love it is because it's so simple.
Yeah, I'm just thinking because of its simplicity, we've got a few minutes left. Is there a chance we can do a little bit of tapping right now? I know you couldn't do the sound, but maybe we can do a bit of tapping.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll lead you through the points first for those who aren't familiar with it, and I'm going to explain them in detail so you understand where I'm coming from. So all you need to do is take two fingers, and we'll start with the eyebrow point, which is just either on the left or right side, or you can tap on both sides if you like. It's right where the eyebrow starts. So if you think of where your third eye is, it's kind of on either side of your third eye, right where the eyebrow starts. And then we move to the outside of the eye, which is on the bony ridge just on the outside of either eye, left or right, doesn't matter, or both.
Mm-hmm. I'm doing it as you speak.
Tapping lightly. And then we move to underneath the eye, which again is on the bony ridge just directly underneath the eye.
Mm-hmm.
And then underneath the nose, which is right where it says, right underneath the nose, just above the lip.
The nose, yeah.
Now, chin point is simply in the dimple. So below the lip, in the dimple of your chin.
Yep.
Collarbone point. If you find the knobby bits on your collarbone, if you just drop down for about an inch and out about an inch and just tap again on either side, and then tap under the arm. So under the arm is where the bra strap is for the girls and for the boys. If you're not wearing a bra today, shame on you. But if you're not wearing a bra today, then it's just about 3 to 4 inches below the armpit underneath the arm. And then the last point is on the top of the head, so where the crown chakra is, if you just tap in a circle on the top of your head, that's the last point. So I will talk you through a couple of rounds. And I'm going to do something fairly generic. So with EFT, the point is to really get to get what they call a target. So it could be a specific emotion or a specific event or just a specific pain in the body. But what we're going to do today is work on tuning into your higher consciousness and partnering with the universe to clear conflict. Now, the conflict that I'm going to focus on is money, because you know how I said I have a word for each year? And my word for this year is money, because I know that in order to have the leverage that I truly want, I need to actually create a lot more money coming into my life to be able to create the leverage that I want externally and pay for the resources that I need to up-level my business big time. So I've made my word for this year money. So that's going to be my focus for this tapping. So I want all the listeners to think about your relationship with money, because your relationship with money is just habit. So wherever you're at, whether you're at $10 million a year, whether you're at $20,000 a year, it doesn't matter. It's still a habit, and any habit can be broken. It's only your belief systems that are creating your current results with money. So I'm going to do a generic tapping on any conflict. Start tapping on the inside of the eye, and Maureen, will you be my echo in that? Will you just repeat what I say?
I will certainly do that.
Okay. So just repeat these phrases, and everybody else who's listening, you can repeat them too. So tapping on the inside of the eye.
Tapping on the inside of the eye.
Releasing all conflict with money.
Releasing all conflict with money.
Now, just, you don't have to repeat this bit, just tap outside of the eye. I release all conflict with money.
I release all conflict with money.
Under the eye. I release all negative belief systems about money.
I release all negative belief systems about money.
Under the nose. I'm ready to change my relationship with money.
I'm ready to change my relationship with money.
Chin point. I ask Divine Source.
I ask Divine Source.
To help me release all conflict about money.
To help me release all conflict about money.
Collarbone point. I'm releasing all conflict with money now.
I'm releasing all conflict with money right now.
Under the arm. I'm asking Divine Source.
I'm asking Divine Source.
For help releasing my conflict with money.
For help releasing my conflict with money.
Go to the top of the head and just tap in a circle. Knowing that it's safe to have more money.
Knowing that it's safe to have more money.
Inside of the eye. Knowing that I deserve to have more money.
Knowing that I deserve to have more money.
Outside of the eye. Knowing on a cellular level I was born an abundant being.
Knowing on a cellular level that I'm born an abundant being.
Under the eye. Embracing the essence of abundance in me now.
Embracing the essence of abundance in me right now.
Under the nose. I give myself permission to be financially wealthy.
I give myself permission to be financially wealthy.
Chin point. And release all conflict with money.
And release all conflict with money.
Collarbone point. Embracing a good relationship with money now.
Embracing a good relationship with money right now.
Under the arm, releasing all conflict with money right now.
releasing all conflict with money right now.
Top of the head. I choose to know the very essence of my soul.
I choose to know at the very essence of my soul
that it's safe to have more money.
That it's safe to have more money.
And I deserve to have more money.
And I deserve to have more money.
Okay, deep breath. Now, as you release that breath, release all old negative energy. And one more deep breath in. And releasing. Was that a reminder?
I think it might have been. It was definitely appropriately timed.
Yes, absolutely. So, look, there are the more you enjoyed that. How did you feel through that?
Oh, I felt wonderful. I loved when you first started. It was the releasing, and then it was the healing, the taking on the new. So, letting go of the old and taking on the new was quite empowering, I suppose.
Well, the more you specific you can get about what blocks you have with money, the better results you're going to get with EFT. And I do have, I have two free things that, can I give them a bit of a plug that your listeners can...
Yes, I was going to ask you about that. Yeah, ask you, please tell us, because I've got it down here. It's exciting.
All right, there's two things, and there's one that I just released today. So the first thing that I released actually the end of last year that is having an incredible effect for people and really changing their lives is the 21 Days of Tapping into Abundance Masterclass. So it is intense. It is free. It is 21 days of EFT tapping videos, plus you get a sound healing to help change your frequency about abundance. So it actually it really does shift your frequency on abundance, and it covers so many different aspects about blocks and negative belief systems on abundance. So all you need to do for that is go to Pitbull, as in the dog, pitbullmindset.com/abundance-tapping, and register your details there to get access to all the videos. The other thing that
I'll just repeat that again for our listeners, just so that they've got it, and just check that I have got it right. So it's pitbullmindset/abundance-tapping.
Yeah, right? pitbullmindset.com.
/abundance-tapping
will get you there.
Yep.
The other thing that I'm doing is I've just launched today. I'm actually going to do a tap-a-thon, which is going to be 4 hours of tapping just on money. I'm going to work with people directly on the call. This is free as well. So in order to register for that, you go to pitbullmindset.com/ money-tapathon, T-A-P-A-T-H-O-N.
So money-tapathon, T-A-P-P-A-T-H-O-N.
No, one P.
One P.
Tapping, tapathon,
oh, yeah,
one P.
T-A-P-A-T-H-O-N.
That's it.
Yeah.
So your listeners can register for either of those or both of those. And if you're really ready for a shift, and you're committed to the process, because this is so many people sell overnight solutions. Now, it can be relatively quick, but I never sell an overnight solution. You've still got to do the work. The three steps that you've got to manifest for more abundance, I'll just run through them really, really quickly, is you've got to get in alignment. You've got to get clear on what you want and get in alignment with it. And that's like EFT tapping, sound healing, whatever it is to get yourself in alignment. And then you've got to take that inspired action. So they're the three things that you need to do. And they're the three things that I help people with.
So I've got alignment.
Yes.
Inspired action.
The first thing is clarity. I got that
clarity.
I got that mixed up a bit. So the first thing is clarity. Be really, really clear and specific about what you want. And then get in alignment with it. And there's different levels to that. And then and the EFT tapping helps with that, and then take inspired action. From taking that that action from a place of inspiration will get you far further down the track than just doing. We tend to be doing beings, and we think if we're doing, we're getting somewhere. But so many people do. They work really, 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 really hard climbing this ladder. They get to the top and they found out that it's leaning against the wrong wall.
That's so true. So I just want to, clarify a couple of things here. So you've got the 21 days of tapping into Abundance Masterclass and the 4 hours tapping on money,
tap-a-thon,
which is the upcoming tap-a-thon, which starts on February the 11th.
Yeah, that's the 11th in Australia. So it's 8 o'clock on the 11th of February in Australia, which will be on Friday afternoon, evening in the United States, and it'll be late night on the 10th in the UK.
Yeah. And you've got a book as well, I believe.
I do. The book is called In the Presence of Greatness, and that's available as an ebook on Amazon. So if you go to Amazon and either type in my name or In the Presence of Greatness, you will find that there. And that outlines loads of different steps on actually unleashing your greatness in the world.
Okay. So we're running short on time now. So just I wanted to also mention that you are going to be one of our new hosts on Coach on Fire. And congratulations for that. So we'll be looking forward to hearing what you have to say. I'm not sure when it's starting, but if people, all the viewers out there, or the listeners, can keep their ears to the radio, and they'll find out exactly when that is coming up. And they can actually find out all about what you do by contacting you possibly on your website. Would that be the best one?
Yeah, if you go to Pitfall Mindset, you'll be able to get my details there. PeopleMindset.com,
And they can also contact you on Facebook.
Yeah, absolutely.
And what else have we got? Twitter. But if they just go to your Pitfall Mindset, I think they can find everything out from there, can't they?
Yeah, pretty much. And if they register for either the Tapathon or the Masterclass, I'll be sending out details of the radio show when it goes live. It'll be called, I don't even know what it's called yet. It'll be called Pitbull something, but I don't even know what the name is yet.
Sounds exciting. We're working on that. I'm looking forward to it. So, look, I just want to really thank you today for everything that you've shared with us, because it's been very enlightening, no pun intended there, of course, and just loving everything that you've said, and we're looking forward to certainly going to have a go at doing this tapping. I haven't done tapping before, so that should be pretty exciting. I'll be joining in on that one.
And I'm so sorry I couldn't get to share my sound healing with everybody, but if you do register for either of those events, then you will get to experience the sound healing. And guys, I'm a trained opera singer who does this weird light language sound healing thing. Believe me, it's going to blow your mind. Even if I do say so myself, the feedback that I get is that it's really amazing.
Okay.
Go and check that out.
All right. That's fantastic. So thanks, Margarita. For anyone wants to contact, you've got the details there. The recording will be here. And it's Maureen Wise now. I'm about to say goodbye. I'll leave you with a quote. Intuition is seen with the soul. And that was by Dean Koots, the author. So if you want to contact me at all, I'm on maureen@successpathways.com.au, and I would love to hear from you. And we look forward then in the future to hearing Margarita when she has her show. So from me today, signing off, and goodbye to everybody, and look forward to seeing you again. And thanks, Margarita. Okay.
Thanks, Maureen. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Coach on Fire Radio.